Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yep, indeed, a reaction Monday, victory reaction Monday, in fact, here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get some passing thoughts, John Lopez, to go back through some of the other things that we saw from a big-time comeback victory. You know what it sounds like.
I did do that. All right, a couple things here. Not all of these are the headlines that we've been necessarily covering, but they're all relevant, in my view, to some things that we have been talking about. None more than this one. Been talking about how the defense really sort of laid the foundation for everything the Texans did yesterday. They had a 100% pressure rate. Let's think about that. Did you notice that?
No.
The Texans had a 100. They were A plus. they got 100. It's like they had a copy of the answer sheet. You know, they had a 100% pressure rate on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeesh. Yeah. And look,
never in my many years have I seen 100.
And the worst part about that is you got 100% pressure rate and you're like, damn, man. You got to give the quarterback a little bit of leeway. I still looked at him and was like, damn, dog, you can't do better than this?
Yes.
Like, legitimately, can you give me Nate Burleson here? Because Nate Burleson on CBS was, after this game, had this to say about Trevor Lawrence.
Listen, I would never dare call for a player's job. You know, I'm part of this brotherhood, this fraternity. That's not my style on TV. But there are some questions about a handful of quarterbacks. Going into the later part of this season, we're talking November, December football, where the quarterbacks themselves are going to answer those questions. It's not going to be us as media heads, pundits, saying will or won't they be there on the roster. But Trevor Lawrence, we have been wondering for quite some time, who is he? This was a big game. They needed this one. 13 for 23, you know, under 200 yards, one touchdown, one pick. It's just tough to see this organization moving forward with a guy that they may not be 100% confident in.
Now, I think that 100% pass rate came after they had gone up 29 to 10.
Pressure rate, yes.
Or pressure rate, rather.
Yeah.
And that's such an indication that they let off the accelerator. But mm-hmm. also in the other side, and obviously as pertinent to us, is that the Texans went into overdrive. And that just speaks to why this team, this defense feels like it's the best in the league.
All right, so here's another passing thought. Some of these were, like I said, kind of in the margins, but either to take note of or maybe were more significant in the ultimate outcome than you thought. When things were unraveling for the Texans early, and I know I mentioned this to you up in the press box when I was up there, there was a personal foul against Danico Autry on the Jags' first field goal.
Yep, I took note of it. It was an unnecessary roughness. It was that first drive. Mm-hmm. What's funny is it didn't materially hurt the Jags.
Yeah, they ended up getting a field goal.
Hurt the Texans, rather.
Anyway, but that had all the markings, and you know, this is not a good day to give Liam Cohen a lot of credit, but that had all the markings of the head coach going up to the referee before the game and saying, hey, this guy has blocked two kicks. we think he's getting leverage or whatever. Can you keep an eye on that? Because the first field goal attempt, Autry got flagged for it. I thought that was all about Liam Cohen and some pretty good planning and coaching.
Which is funny because, you know, even within that, like, you could look at this game and see that there was instances where he did get outcoached in other ways. But
he got lucky too.
Yeah.
He ran down the sideline on their first touchdown, calling timeout, and the referee didn't see him.
Right. Yeah.
And that ended up being a touchdown pass. So he's like, okay, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, Liam Cohen's going to be an interesting dude to just continue to watch. His first year has been, I think, largely positive as a head coach. But good to get this victory here. Probably should have had a victory there as well. The one thing, though, I could say, as you talk about Liam Cohen, boy, they have a lot of penalties over there.
They do.
9 penalties, 90 yards of penalty yards for themselves. So he still got some figuring out to do in that regard, but they do some interesting stuff for sure. Like, I mean, they had a false start that took a touchdown off of the board for them as well. I think that they might have still gotten that touchdown actually. So again, didn't materially hurt, but yeah, they got a lot of penalties happening.
Another one here for you. Very, you know, small thing that didn't end up mattering, but boy, it could have been huge. The Texans blew two timeouts.
Correct.
Because the play call was running out. The play clock was running out.
That's right.
That could have been, I mean, you could have lost the game because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
That felt interesting to me because, yeah, you got yourself in these weird circumstances. Just because, and it comes back to a conversation that's not going to go away anytime soon, which is how is D'Amico Ryans managing the end of games? And what's great is that you have a defense that can get off the field and they can kind of make big plays, but there's opportunities where it feels like your head coach rather should maximize, and realizing that those 5 yards on third and goal matter less than that timeout should you need it when it comes back around is one of those things that you hope is kind of gamed out beforehand and thought about in real time. And it feels like they might have made the less than stellar decisions that ultimately, again, didn't hurt them. That's what it felt like. A lot of the things that typically on the margins hurt a team, it's like, oh, you got a penalty, but actually didn't actually materially hurt you. And you used timeouts there and only had one left, but actually it didn't materially hurt you. And I'll take that in this game. Don't get me wrong. I would hope that these things get cleaned up to a better degree.
Yes. It wasn't a big crowd. And to start, much less when there were a lot of people leaving. And shout out to those who hung in there, because, as I mentioned, I was in the stands late and it was outstanding. But I heard someone yell at the end of the game something that I just can't disagree with, and we've talked about it here and there. Davis Mills is a legend. Davis Mills, he is, isn't he? I mean, as of yesterday, not a legend in the class of J.J. Watt, not a legend, you know, like, you know, an all-timer or whatever. But that day yesterday made Davis Mills a Texans legend.
Sure.
Right?
Which is funny, though, because I keep thinking about it, and, like, it was a game that mattered to a great degree. And we'll see to what level it matters as the season goes on. Like, again, it pulls you back. I saw the CBS put up the graphic I love talking about, where it's like, oh, these are the teams that are leading their divisions. These are the teams that are in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then in the hunt, and right there in the middle, you're 4-5 Houston Texans. And that matters a great deal. You were going to be well outside of that in the hunt pack. And he leads you and has a very substantial role in you getting this victory. How much is it weird to then talk about that, though, in these terms, when this is a regular season game against a common opponent that I don't know that we look at as being all that great? Not trying to poo-poo it, just like I thought about that. But still, it felt like it. And you know what? Sometimes it just got to feel like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is one that ultimately didn't matter because Texas ended up winning. But Kamari Lassiter got a taunting penalty, and we can argue about how valid it was or not. My thought as I'm watching this is why even put it in the referee's hands? Why not? I know, old school, make the play, walk away, celebrate with your teammates. But he stood there for a half second, whatever it was, and people can argue he didn't do anything. I get your argument. I can hear it.
I will also argue that.
But why even make it close? Why even give it to the referee to make a call or not make a call?
And maybe this makes people more mad than it does feel like a defense of Kamari and this team. I feel like that's all part of the identity of what this defense is.
But you can have that identity with your teammates, and you just swarmed. You just made a play.
I think that having that visceral emotion of being being fast to the football and being aggressive, particularly as a cornerback like him that likes laying the lumber, like having that moment of flex to you, I think is a part of it.
Flex to your – it happens every play. You flex to your teammates. You flex to the crowd. You make your celebration dance or whatever. Why stand there in front of a player? I don't you're not less, you know, intense if you go somewhere else.
And I think that this was so marginal that I'm not going to get mad at him about this and say that he needs to, like, completely
change. No, I'm just confused. Like, why? Why do you still do this?
Because I don't think that it was actually a big deal in that moment. Can I give you one of my thoughts that I would love to get in here just because I absolutely need to?
Mm-hmm.
Kalen Bullock, low-key, had some game savers in this game. Like, we don't think about it as such because he made them. In the second quarter, he had an ankle tackle on Travis Etienne, who is lead. It's a lead dive. So the fullback leads him, and he's the last line of defense. If he does not grab him by the ankle, that goes for a touchdown. That drive ends up being a field goal. That's a four-point swing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you end up with the play at the end, but we know butterfly effect and things. If this is a 23-point lead, does that comeback feel as tenable in the fourth quarter? It's a question I have. Also, again, in the third quarter, open field tackle when Sting has a miscommunication, it's a busted coverage, and Jacoby Myers is booty butt naked open down the right side, it is Kalen Bullock that comes up and makes a tackle there. And again, that drive ends up being a field goal instead of a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Another game saver. Kalen Bullock does that. Like I can think of times last year where he goes and just giving effort, making that light last tackle. Is he perfect? No. I think there's instances where you can see that he's not nearly as physical as a defensive back as some of the other guys on this team. There's some instances where maybe he might be drawn out of phase because of the quarterback's eyes. But that relentlessness that he shows to, you know, save your bacon in some instances allows you to have this game.
I got one more for you guys, and take note, write it down, put it in a time capsule, okay? I don't know how long Derek Stingley is going to play. I don't know to what degree he's going to be a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro. Hell, we may get to a point where we're talking about Derek Stingley in the Hall of Fame. All I know is this. Whenever his career is over, that interception he made yesterday is going to be on the highlight reel. That was the kind of interception that your career is remembered for.
It's a pretty one.
It was more than pretty.
It's a pretty
one. It was to be able to make the play on the ball, and then it's falling down, and he scoops it with one hand and back to his body, falls on it.
Sick.
People talk about ball skills all the time.
It's sick. I saw people on social media like, yeah, he could play both ways.
Yeah.
If he really wanted. And we know that he has the ball skills to do that. Just like, that's the type of play that untethered observers go, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the type of fun and incredible individual brilliance that you come to sports for.
I don't know when his career is going to end and how it's going to end. All I know is when it ends, that play right there is going to be on the highlight reel.
And as much as like, I have to do this just because I made mention of him having that like coverage bust, and I don't want to like make it seem like I'm talking bad about him. If you look at the way that some stats break it down, he allowed one catch. I don't know if that particular coverage bust was in that. That's what it seems like every game you go and it's like, oh yeah, there's about six targets towards him and one catch.
Yeah,
and he's just consistently really good. And then again, because of that interception, the Jags, I mean,
they could have gotten points.
They don't get points at the end of the drive there. And again, that's maybe three more points there where it's 23-10 at the half. How does that change this, right? There's a lot of little butterfly moments that if they flip one way, we're talking about a loss right now. We're talking about 3-6. And I feel you, 713 on the text line. The Rockets team is fun to watch. Or sorry, 832. City feels rejuvenated. Cool weather. Quite the weekend with the Rockets getting some good victories and looking like, you know, your young guy, Reed Shepherd, is doing some good things. The Texans now back in the hunt where you can somewhat reasonably take an eye towards the playoffs and feel good about it, headed into a game against the Tennessee Titans that you feel like you're strong against. Like, again, and little margins.
And gig them.
And gig them, yeah. I'll give you that. In fact, I can't even really give it to you. You already took it. A very good, very good A&M team that's having more and more people believe. What a weekend in Houston sports that you have. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's the time where we hand things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got?
Yeah, I got to tell you guys about a department store who changed the rule on something. And fellas, if you got a significant other, you might want to keep your eyes on your own paper when you go in this store.
Uh-oh. Let's do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Victory Monday.
You came out with Victory Monday energy, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay. that was stronger than normal.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm happy because it's a Victory Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a damn good game, man. I enjoyed that game a lot. Shout out to everybody who stuck around for that game. Even if you didn't stick around for that game, if you came back around towards the end and be like, oh, wait a minute. That's a good fan right there, man. You get so sick where
passionate.
You just can't. Yeah, you can't watch it, man.
You know what I'm really interested in?
When I know my team is down bad and I know the game is over, I turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't sit there and watch the TV the whole time to see the L. I move on.
You know what I'm really interested in though? The folks that did turn it off. How did you find out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the? Did you get somebody that called you and was like, yeah? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did you get the text? Did somebody, hey, come back over here? Like, what was it that told you? Wait, things are happening.
Yeah, my wife actually hit me up last night, like kind of late because I forgot to tell her they won the game, and she was like, wait a minute, they won the game. So and so just told me they won the game. I thought they lost.
Yeah, well, everybody did.
Yeah. So salute to everybody just being a Texans fan, man.
Shout out to Brandon on the YouTube page saying, I watched the whole game, so I know what to rant about on Monday.
Yeah, so I'm that guy, man. Just whenever I know the game is over, I just turn the TV off. Like, man, I don't want to hear no sports for the rest of the day,
right,
man. Because I don't want to see these highlights and all that stuff. But, back to the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, fellas, if you got a significant other, you might want to kind of hold her hand a little closer or maybe just keep your eyes down when you walk into this department store. Target is kind of encouraging a flirty new rule requiring all employees to smile at the shoppers within 10 feet, which is kind of normal. You should smile all the time if you're working in customer service like that.
Yeah, but a mandate feels weird. Yeah.
I don't mind it.
So this is.
I bet you know.
It's good business.
See,
when's the last time you worked in retail?
Oh, I've worked in retail. Trust me on that.
That's not the question I asked John Lopez. When was the last time you worked in retail?
Been a while, obviously. Yeah. But no, it's good business.
Yeah,
smiling?
So here's the thing, though. They want you to smile at the shoppers within 10 feet, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then as they get closer, make eye contact, wave.
Bite your bottom lip.
Say hello and ask if you need any help or how was your day?
Okay, how can anybody not like this?
I think it's fine.
Because I've worked in retail. Look, I know, this is the thing. Especially knowing the rule, if I walk at Target and I see them smiling, I know that person is basically like, they're basically captive in their mind.
So does it not count that
they're
being nice to you?
Yes.
Oh, you're full of crap.
Yes.
Be nice to people. Smile. Say hello. See, can I help you?
See, I think it's totally fine, but I think the part that got me was, how's your day? That to
you
me,
don't care.
I feel like the
you don't care.
You don't care.
But the thing is, some customers might be like, "Oh,
yeah.
Let it be a good-looking girl." Yeah. We all got called up. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I got
like
called.
They're going to misinterpret it. Like, yeah.
But see, my thing is, I got caught up in the mall a couple times back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The fine ass chick that's selling the little nail kit all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
How you? Ooh, let me see your nail. And next thing you know, I'm walking out of there with a $50 nail kit I don't plan on using like that.
Yeah.
So I wonder, it probably ain't going to be that to that extent, but that could some customers might think they have a chance.
Okay, I could see what you're saying. I still think it's awesome, though.
I think it's cool to be nice. To me, the how your day is going.
And it's also like not, hey.
You don't care about my day.
You're not. They don't encourage them to go,
hey, baby.
Hey, how's your day, man?
Hey, handsome.
What's up with you?
Yeah, man. My thing about
it's just a simple, how's your day?
Yeah, my thing about it from the employee perspective is you already got me working up and down. You don't get to dictate how I feel and how I
how can I, be miserable.
Yeah, I can be miserable if I want to. I can't wait, though. Because I obviously that within 10 feet rule immediately made me think I can't wait to see the people, the Target employees that are just taking them wide corners.
Yeah, I'm 11 feet away.
Well, I don't got to talk to them. Yeah. I'm going to keep my distance.
It kind of remind me, I think they got a rule like that in Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
You notice whenever you walk in, thank you, welcome to Walgreens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they start yelling.
You be like, where did that come from? No matter who walked. Thank you for walking the walk.
they're like two aisles away.
Yeah, I'm just like, damn. Hey, how you doing? I kind of get it, but they make sure they get that walking the Walgreens in.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm kind of
I don't mind it. I think more friendly people, better.
No, yeah. Sincerely, like obviously, it's always good to have that fit. Mm-hmm. You just want it to at least like come across genuine.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know what Target's paying and how that goes, but mm-hmm. I feel like especially when you have. Like very base level retail employees, I know a decent amount of them are not happy, so it just feels like a little bit of discord.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
I don't know. I think Target one of the better ones in terms of pay and
I wish I could tell you
insurance and all that stuff.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. So next time Lopez walk in, I'm like, hey, sir. How you doing there?
Well, see, that's different.
How's your day going?
That's different.
Well, let me know if you need
that
something.
That fishing shirt looks really nice on you.
Yeah, that's.
Ooh, you got some broad shoulders there, man.
You're damn right I
what
do.
What you looking for?
Yeah, you know what I'm looking for.
All right, okay. It went too far.
It's a mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So are you guys really familiar when it comes to high school rivalries around the city?
Yeah, man.
Are you down with high school rivalries?
Big time.
All right, so I want to know if you are familiar with this rivalry between Memorial and Stratford.
Yes, that's an old-time rivalry that goes way, way back.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, that rivalry is still going on. Because here is Corley Peel. Shout out to Corley Peel of KPRC2 with a story how this rivalry might have got some kids in some really, really, really serious trouble.
Mm-hmm. A Texas high school rivalry between Memorial and Stratford here in Houston, Texas goes too far. That's surveillance video showing teens shooting paintball guns at homes.
Oh, God.
They even shoot off fireworks in front yards. And some homes had thousands of dollars in damage. Six students, all 17 and 18 years old, were caught red-handed, and they are charged with criminal mischief. Neighbors say the Memorial Stratford rivalry has gotten more dangerous each year, and they are hoping these arrests send a message.
I'm just glad that those sounds were not what I originally thought they were.
Yeah,
man. I'm glad it wasn't those type of shots. Mm-hmm. It was just fireworks and paintball guns and all that stuff. But come on, just fight. Just fight, man. Back in my day, man, we used to put them up, man. Yeah, man, just fight. Man, just we had some rivalries back in our day, too, man. You know what we used to do? We ain't spend no money on no fireworks or paintball gun. We used to fight.
Just fight.
On site.
I love the way you put that, man. Just fight,
man. Old school fight, man. You ain't going to... fight ain't going to last nothing but 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then when I see you again, we going to fight again. Now you really going to jail. You probably wouldn't have went to jail
this fight. You know, there's rivalry, and then there's using that rivalry to just be stupid and dangerous. And that's what
this was silly right here.
This is
and
stupid.
Then, I mean, it's one thing to go to a paintball place or something like that and have some fun. Y'all damaging houses and all that stuff,
that's what
man.
I'm saying, just being stupid. They're using the rivalry just to vent some of their stupidity.
Yeah, I feel like we took it just a little far, but I understand, like, high schoolers, man, I don't want you to recount some of the things I did in high school. Yeah. That would not go well. Yeah, I would prefer if you do not, like, do some damage. Hey, man, what happened to, like, you know, TP or, like, you know.
You just steal the mascot.
Yeah. Basic graffiti. Yeah. Well, steal the mascot. Does anybody have, like, live mascots anymore? Well, we're just stealing the mascot suit or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a college
like that.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, something
yeah,
like
but
that.
Yeah, just fight. Just fight like a
I
man.
I love the way Figgy said, man, just fight.
713, you Newsline, Sports Radio 610 encourages fighting. Well.
Sometimes you just got to fight, man. No guns, no weapons and all that stuff. Nice little fist fight.
Yeah.
Ain't going to last but 10 seconds. 10, 15 seconds and everybody tired.
Still feel like that's not the way that we should have handled this, but hey.
That's it. That's according to Reggie Attitude.
Whoa! Wait a minute!
No, Reggie might actually try to jump in and stop the fight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing all that. Yeah. I learned better than that at Sugarland Middle School when I got three days ISS for breaking up a fight. Yeah. Oh, man, I will never. Never again in my life. Well, you just hit a nerve. Never again. I tried to do the right thing, and I was the only one that got in trouble.
Yeah. And you tried to stop the fight.
Yeah.
You're the only person in history that I know of that never tried again. To stop a fight, man.
Never again. I learned my lesson. I tried once. The rest of y'all are on your own.
All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. So I was listening to the game on the Texans game on Sports Radio 610. Mm. And so I got to hear a lot of Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware, and we heard some of the highlights from this game already if you was listening to the show. But what about the part – I was kind of curious. I was listening to this in real time, and Andre Ware wasn't too happy about one of these plays that happened towards the end of the game. And here's Andre Ware. This was from – remember some of the plays where you had the Trent Brown – false start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, uh-oh. And then you had another false start by Tay Ursary.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Andre's Ware reaction to the second false start that was committed by Tay Ursary.
Second and goal from the 9. Mills in the gun. Marks to his left. Three receivers. Wide side right. False start. Ursary.
Come on.
Come on,
that,
man.
I had that same feeling, man. Like, oh, my God. I was a little worried at that point, man. I'm like, oh, they about to get here and don't score.
I was actually more along the lines of, and Reggie was talking about it earlier, even I felt the comeback happening after the Schultz touchdown, and then they catch up and they take the lead. I was more worried about that last 30 seconds. Like, oh, man, after all this,
yes.
they're going to mess around and kick a 68-yard field goal.
I actually wasn't that I got worried when Trevor had that scramble because I'm like, oh, that's the Baker Mayfield moment.
Yep.
But Trevor Lawrence, I knew he was going to wet the bed, man.
Actually, I didn't think it was the Trevor Lawrence scramble that was the Baker Mayfield moment. It was 3rd and 17, and it was that pass out to, who was it in the flats? Was it ETN in the flats that picked up the 3rd and 17 after a missed tackle, I think, by Tre'Mon Smith? But my memory might be serving me correctly. No. It was actually a 3rd and 17 that was picked up on the outside.
Like,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, real quick, happy Sesame Street Day.
Oh, is it really?
Today is Sesame Street Day. So this was Sesame Street turns 56 today.
Wow.
It premiered November the 10th.
Got to tell my granddaughter she's a big Elmo girl.
I respect it. By the way, I realized that I was supposed to give a shout out that I almost forgot. So shout out to Roberto. Saw him out in Lots tailgating. Man, it's always so fun getting out and seeing all the folks in Lots. So if you do see myself, Figgy, John Lopez, if he manages to grace us with his presence, make sure you stop us. Say what's up. We love seeing you.
What they call a drive-by right there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's in honor of the segment. All right. That's Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Real 610. That's right. It was the Kalen Bullock missed tackle, which was weird because he made quite a few in this game that were saving it. But yeah, you're right.
Come on.
So you got that. Can you play that also with Sean Pendergast? His. Sorry. I'm wasting time just because I had that association. There you go. All right. Coming up next. There it is. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas.
We don't even need a tease.
Sound appropriate.
We don't
right
even
there.
Need a tease. We just need to play that.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We'll do all that next. Been a packed show on a Victory Reaction Monday, and the fun only stands to roll on when the fellas of the drive today, Ron and Paul Gallant, along
that?
With T-Mill, will be keep it rolling for another 3 hours once we are done here. So we appreciate you rocking with us after the Texans get a comeback victory to finish off 36 to 29 a huge important win to pull them to 4-5. In fact, after that win, D'Amico Ryan stepped to the middle of the locker room and he gave this post-game speech.
Where do I start? Last night we talked about it, man. Hey, we talked about swinging, right? We were at halftime, we were in that sixth round, right? And we needed everybody to keep swinging. I told you guys, don't blink no matter what. Everybody just kept punching. We kept throwing haymakers. To finish in the fourth quarter, guys, we finished 26-0 in the fourth quarter. That's how you finish, right? That's how you finish the game right there. And I just appreciate you guys, man, so much. Talked about having that relentless desire and that will to win. That's what it looks like right there. That's us finishing in the fourth quarter. All right? Love you guys, man. Appreciate the effort. I've never been a part of a game like that, man. That was so much fun. I love it. But let's not make it that close next time. All right?
You can hear the – like, that's really joyful. That's not putting it on.
Even today, I noticed, and I meant to bring it up, like – he just seemed more, not transparent, a little more candid with just his because he's all about coach speak and protecting. We all know the D'Amico-isms. But even today, he was just kind of like there was a weight lifted off his shoulders. Yeah. And it wasn't just happy with the great comeback.
Yeah.
It was just finally some validation here.
There definitely was. You hear him talking about the boxing metaphors, if you've heard a lot of those. Apparently what happened, and D'Amico talked about this in his availability today, that apparently, like, you know, people will send him all sorts of videos and sometimes he'll pass them on and bring them to the team if he feels like they're apt. Apparently, the chaplain gave him video of a boxer who had dislocated his arm, kept fighting, and ultimately won. And a number of players made mention of that kind of relentless type of sportsmanship to keep them in the game. And clearly it mattered and it resonated in a way that mattered. But you talked about the kind of weight lifted. And I do wonder how much, and I'm sure, actually, not even how, I know that it mattered, but how, to what degree, we'll know. Mm-hmm. The passing of his good friend, Earl Cochran, that passed, former Texan, in fact, who went to the same high school in Bessemer, Alabama. And D'Amico Ryans apparently was carrying this for over a week, shared with the team this weekend. And obviously the players went and got a win for themselves, got a win for continuing their season, got a win for validating the efforts that they've had all season long. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of getting a win from the Gipper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.